Welcome to the Challenges in Vending Technology Podcasts. This is the 28th podcast in the series. I'm Elliot Maris, the editor of Automatic Merchandiser magazine. With me today is Anant Agrawal, the chief marketing officer of Cantaloupe Systems. Anant, back on January 4th, we did an interview with an operator who claims that pre-kitting in the warehouse requires accurate item-level tracking that may not be doable for the average operator. When pre-kitting routes, it is necessary to track item-level sales. However, the operator might make a mistake in tracking sales because it is often there are often different products getting mixed in a spiral, which would make it impossible to track accurately. How does the operator know what to load if the tracking is inaccurate?
They won't. It's very important to make sure it's accurate, and the way you try to enforce that is if you're packing the pre-kit bins correctly and the driver is filling machines correctly, then it shouldn't be an issue.
But if for some reason the driver mixes spirals, there's no way that the software is going to know what the proper count is for that specific item, correct?
Are you saying if you put two different items in the same column?
Yes.
From what I understand, most of the software systems out there do track that. So if you are backfilling the column with a different product, coupling that with real-time information, as the product is selling out, it knows when the product changes to the second product when the first product sells out on the front of it.
And how does it know that?
Well, let's say when you created the pre-kit, it knew that the machine had four Snicker bars, and you wanted to change the Snickers to Milky Way. Well, it's going to tell you, well, the capacity of the column is 12, so you need 8 Milky Ways. When you get out to the machine, again, this is based on real-time information, let's say you sold 2 Snickers from the time you ran the pre-kit to the time the driver hits the machine. Well, it's going to know there's 2 Snickers left, and it knows that we told you to put 8 Milky Ways in the pre-kit bin, so we're going to assume you're going to put 8 Milky Ways into that column behind the Snickers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And is it necessary to... In order to do this, is it necessary to scan barcodes on the individual products?
No, it's important to manage the item list in your software system. So, like I said, if the system tells you to take 8 Milky Ways, we just assume that you do that. Now, if the driver isn't following those directions to the pre-kitting process and the loading process, that will screw things up. So it is important to maintain the discipline with the drivers.
Okay. Has that been doable in your experience?
Absolutely, yes.
It doesn't.
Again, it boils down to the driver recognizing that if they do follow those directions, that it doesn't cause an issue the next time.
Mm-hmm. And driver competence in the field is capable at this, in general, of doing that, in your opinion?
Absolutely. I mean, if you think about it, you've actually simplified their job from what they're doing today. Because when they get to the machine, all they're really doing is looking at their piece of paper or the handheld that's telling them what to put in each machine. They already have those products in the bin down to the exact unit. And so really it's just following direction and not really having to make any kind of judgment calls in the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that sometimes operators think too much about what might happen, and I guess that's understandable, but you do have to have some confidence in your employees to be successful.
Right.
All right. Well, very good. Anant, I appreciate your time, and that concludes this podcast.
Thank you, Elliot.